thing that I think it's important to be brought up to date with regards to Sacha Zverev. And I'm sure you've probably heard that there's been a very serious accusation made against him. And that case has today been discontinued. BBC reporting that there's been a settlement between the defendant, that is, of course, Zverev, and the complainant, is its ex-partner. The settlement is not part of the trial. The court, not part of the settlement. Zverev was given a penalty order last October. He was fined €450,000 after being accused of physically abusing his ex-partner. He denied the claim. He lodged an objection against the order, which resulted in a public trial. That trial started on the 31st of May. It was due to resume today, but both Zverev and his former girlfriend, who he has a child with, have agreed to end proceedings. And the quote at the end of it all says, "The decision is not a verdict, and it is not a decision about guilt or innocence. One decisive factor for the court decision was that the witness has expressed her wish to end the trial."
Yes, I'm sure that will be a relief to Zverev going into this semi-final. He's a human being after all, and you know, that I'm sure will have been something that's taken up a lot of time and a lot of headspace for him.
And a woman.
And so it is relevant. We haven't talked about it a lot on Radio Roland Garros, but it is relevant to his state of mind, I think, going into this semi-final, because a big issue in his life has been resolved today to some degree.
Yeah, and presumably after this match, certainly if he wins, and he'll go into do press almost straight away because it's going to get quite late in the evening, he's going to have to face a couple of questions about that. But it has been parked, it has been settled, and we will focus on the business in hand because the warm-ups are complete. Zverev sitting down, having one more quick drink of something. Rude's already up. He's going across with his towel to put it in the box just by his baseline at this near end. We're in our usual position on the fifth level of the media centre. We've got a wonderful view of everything in front of us. The stadium is filling up slowly, but it's a sellout, and it should be an absolute cracker for the right to play Carlos Alcaraz in the final of Roland Garros 2024. It's Rude to get us underway. And his first serve is into the net, which gives an opportunity for quite a tall ball boy with a cap on to race across, pick up the ball one-handed, take up his position at the back of the court. The second serve is to the backhand of Sasha Zverev. It was deep right back down the middle of the court. Now Rude's got an opportunity to hammer an inside-out forehand, but he misses.
Well, the crowd already starting to try and get involved.
Yes. I mean, if that's what we're getting after one point... Love 15. Rude looking to go wide to the Zverev backhand, but he put that serve into the tram lines.
He's got very fetching orange wristbands, says Casper Rude. Just a flash of colour on an otherwise quite sober outfit.
Forehand now, cross-court from Sasha Zverev as this point gets underway. Forehand to forehand. Of course, Zverev, big man, 6 foot six, has got plenty of power off both wings. Now he's gone deep on his backhand side. And again to the double hander of Rude. That just slithered off his baseline. He got the ball back into play, and then Zverev goes long.
We should also tell you what Alexander Zverev is wearing. Black shorts and a white and bright yellow top. It's the same top he's worn throughout the tournament.
Well, it might not be exactly the same one.
Well, one would hope not, actually.
No.
I would hope he's probably done some laundry. I would think his clothing manufacturer would give him more than one.
Yeah, I mean, it could be his lucky one that he has washed every night so that he puts it back on again, but I don't think we're going to find out about that, to be honest. Ace from... No, is it an ace? Well, the umpire's come down to have a look. It was down the middle, and she says no. Sorry, Casper. Just missed. She clambers back into her chair. She's not wearing her jacket. No surprises. It's warm out there. The second serve to the backhand of Zverev, who stands a long way back to receive, of course. Then he hammers one across court on his double hander. Then the big forehand, and that's a winner. And that's a pretty good early sign that Sasha Zverev's in the mood for this.
Well, it'd be interesting to see Zverev's tactics today, because I've felt in a couple of his previous matches here at Roland Garros, he's been a little bit passive, hasn't necessarily gone on the attack. But I think that showed that he might be inclined against Ruud, who's such a good counterpuncher, to deep. Go on the attack a little bit more.
Yeah, well, that was a deep, deep return. Nothing passive about that. He's in control of the point until he plays a backhand approach into the net.
The backhand for Zverev in particular, when he gets it right, and he didn't on that occasion, is a significant weapon. Serve, we know all about, as you said, he's serving from 6'6", lots of power, lots of accuracy. But that backhand I'll be watching to see where he can damage Ruud.
30 all. And Ruud's going out wide to the forehand, cross court from both players. And then the angle is changed by Ruud. Deep, good depth on his backhand. And he goes down the middle of the court. Zverev is a cross court on his forehand. He's going to change that now to the backhand side of the Norwegian. Even more power from the German. There again, just biding his moment, looking for the opportunity. The off forehand to the double hander of Ruud, which sails long. And Zverev has a break point after just 3 minutes of the contest. And hello to Joseph, Terry, Brian and Matt listening from Lorna Linda, California, which is 40 miles west of Indian Wells. And they say Zverev has so much momentum and confidence coming into this match. Straight sets win today over Ruud to set up an epic final on Sunday against Carlos. Well, this could be the perfect start for him. He's returning on the backhand to the double hander of Ruud. They continue to exchange on their backhand wings. Then the off forehand from Zverev. Slice from Ruud. Goes over it again on his backhand. Then the forehand down the line from Zverev. Deep from Ruud. A slight miss hit. But a real miss hit in the end on the forehand side from Zverev. And Ruud saves the break point.
Well, Marie in St. Kitts says, I think Casper in four. Why? He's the ultimate clay warrior, and Zverev has played quite a lot of tennis already. Hard to say who'd be tougher for Carlos. I think having overcome a terrible start against Sinner, Alcaraz wins it all. Thank you, Marie. We'll see.
Yeah. Keep your predictions coming, your observations. We love hearing from you. And that'll be the case right till the end of the fortnight. That's a really good first serve from Ruud on the stretch. Zverev got the ball back into play, but Ruud nipped in and hammered away a forehand winner. Red Sox Devil, regular contributor from Perth in Australia, says those stairs the players climb up need to be renamed the Simon Cambers retirement stairs, after Simon admitted he'd be cooked by the time he got up onto the court.
They'll put a stair lift in.
They'd need to for Simon. Ruud misses with his first serve. Red Sox reckons that Casper's going to win in four. He thinks that Sasha may be a little low on fuel. So, very mixed opinions from everybody, and that's what makes this, well, both the semi-finals so fascinating. It was impossible to call the first one, and I have no idea who's going to win this one. I know who's going to win the first game, though. It's Casper Ruud, because Zverev's backhand has gone long. A break point came and went for him. He walks rather thoughtfully back towards his chair. He won't even stop at his chair. Ruud has for a quick drink. Of course, you change ends after the first game. You are not meant to do any refueling after the first game, but just about everybody does.
They do, and it's one of those things that if we want to speed tennis up and look at ways in which we can make matches shorter, make finishes earlier, and that there are little things like that which add up through the day. Casper Ruud just having a conversation about his towels. I think he's not sure if he put it in the wrong box or if...
I think he did.
He's got a bit confused.
Yeah, he got his box wrong there. He went and put it in Zverev's box, I presume.
So these towel boxes were one of the innovations that came in post-COVID. Post the pandemic and some of the rules to ensure hygiene on the court.
So, the first point of Sasha Zverev's first service game. Sees an exchange on the backhand side. There's slice from Ruud, who goes over his backhand now. Lots of height, good depth as well. Mid-court ball now. He's playing the drop shot. It's a beauty.
Well, you don't get to be as good as Casper Ruud has got to be on clay without being able to hit a decent drop shot, and that was more than decent from the Norwegian. Had a lot of air under it, but once it landed on the clay, it just skidded off as if it had places to be, things to do.
Yeah, it was beautifully executed on the forehand side, so love 15. Zverev winds himself up, looks to go down the middle, misses. Ruud stretching on the forehand, got the ball back into court. Now there's a bit of a battle between three ball boys as to who's going to pick that one up. They're very keen, those boys and girls. They're also extremely good. The second, oh, it's a double fault. It's gone long with the second serve. And that second serve, mentioned it before, I'm sure we'll mention it again. It can be vulnerable. Always been the case. Every player has something that will bedevil them throughout their career. It's a better serve. It kicked up a bit at the backhand of Ruud. Forehand cross court from Zverev, who's there again going down the line. Gently struck double hander from Ruud. Now he flattens it out a bit to the backhand of Zverev, and that flies long. Has a rather accusing look at his racket. And it's love. 40. Three break points now for Casper Ruud, having saved one on his own serve. He's a long way back as well, swaying gently from side to side. Aeroplane goes by somewhere overhead.
I think it might be a helicopter.
Oh. No, how can you tell that? Do you see it?
I can hear it.
Well, how can... Very clever. I couldn't tell the difference necessarily between a helicopter and a plane. Your ears are very attuned.
Right. Good headphones.
Clips the top of the tape. Zverev, in comes Ruud. He's got a great chance here, unless Zverev can pass him. He can't. He's gone wide on the backhand. Ruud's broken to love. We've got helicopters flying overhead. At least we think they're helicopters. And we've got a Norwegian going ahead very early in this match.
Well, I think there have been quite a lot of helicopters around this, around Paris generally. Joe Biden has been over here, hasn't he? Commemorating, I think, the King of Great Britain and Northern Ireland was here as well.
Yeah.
Commemorating, of course, the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. So there's been quite a lot of very important people here. More important even than Marcus and me.
I'm not sure that's possible.
Not the Empress, obviously.
No. I mean, she's got her own fleet of helicopters. Ruud's come in behind her first serve and... got just a little overexcited, perhaps, with what should have been a relatively straightforward forehand winner down the line. He overhit it, so it's love 15.
It would have been interesting to note, I'm sure these itineraries get secured months and months in advance, but if Coco Gauff had made the final, whether the president might have decided to stop and watch that, we'll never know.
Well, he could stay for a doubles final now. Mid-court ball, and... Ruud's on the attack here. He's forcing Zverev further and further back. And now Ruud comes in and drives away a forehand volley.
Well, there's not a great history of American presidents coming to watch American players and it working out all that well. Do you recall when President Clinton came here to watch Andre Agassi, and Agassi looked up, noticed he was there and got completely distracted?
Two love, 15 all. Ruud winds himself up, goes down the middle, serves an ace. 208 kilometres an hour.
We think of Casper Ruud, don't we, as this, as I said, the counterpuncher, the retriever, the speedster. He's got a very good serve as well.
Yeah, I was having a look at their respective service stats. I'll come back to that in a moment. Through goes to the backhand. Cross-court return from Zverev. He's there again. Backhand to backhand. Cross-court. The angle's changed down the line by Ruud. Now he's going to go for the off forehand. Zverev's having to defend. He slices deep to the forehand of Ruud again. Ruud on top of this point. Can he maintain the advantage? Well, he's slicing low, and now Zverev's winding himself up for the inside-out forehand. That slice back down the line by Ruud to the forehand side of the German, who's being lured in, decides not to come. Now has to go back. Plays one of those, as Gigi would say, squash shot. Shots. and he was being pushed further and further behind his baseline on his forehand side, and he eventually nets.
Well, this is a strong start from Casper Ruud, and Zverev really paid for a pretty mediocre game on his own serve in the previous game, and Ruud keen to consolidate that break.
And you mentioned that Ruud's speedy, and you're absolutely right, and he's been telling us that he's lost 4 kilos this year, which may not sound a lot, but it was 5% of his body weight. And he says it's made him that much quicker and more effective on clay courts in particular. He's playing that forehand now, whipping it to the forehand side of Zverev. Low, short angle from him. Big forehand from Ruud as he made it. He has, you know. Oh, that was a belter. Flew off Zverev's baseline. Clean winner, 30 minutes gone. Rather similar start to the first semi-final. Don't forget, Jannik Sinner was 4-love up in that one. Casper Ruud finds himself 3 to the good after 13 minutes.
I would love it if 5 kilos was that percentage of my body weight. Yeah, he was saying that he'd worked hard on the gym because he thought he needed to get stronger and build up his muscle a bit so he could hit the ball harder. And he did that, and it worked very well. But what he found is it actually slowed him down a bit because he had more body weight to carry around the tennis court.
You don't need to lose 5 kilos, Eleanor.
You'd be very careful here, Marcus Buckland. This could be a long evening.
I did have an... Yeah, let's move swiftly on.
Sometimes you have to self-edit.
Help me, Stefan.
You just find that reverse gear.
I tell you what, I'll go on to safer territory. I was mentioning the service stats of the respective players. Well, Zverev is second in those rankings. On average, he gets 72% of his first serves in. He wins 74% of first serve points, 54% of second serve points. You find Casper Ruud in 15th place. On average, he gets 64% of his first serves in, and then he wins 72 and also 54% respectively, which are pretty respectable.
Yeah, so it's not an eye-catching serve. It's not a serve that people talk about like the Zverev serve. It's not explosive in the same way. He possibly may not get so many free points on it, but it's incredibly effective. And like so many areas of Casper Ruud's game, it's very, very consistent.
So, Zverev needs to settle. Remember, he did have a break point in Ruud's opening service game. Couldn't take it. Then got broken to love. And now here he is serving at love three and missing his first serve. And by the way, in terms of the returns, well, Zverev is down at 37th place. Ruud, 16th. So could be significant as well, even though he's got to deal with that big serve from Zverev. He went for a big forehand return there, but it just went long.
Well, he's in a happy position, isn't he, with that break to the good. He can now just take a swing at some of these Zverev serves, find a bit of range on his return of serve. The pressure now all on the German,
who's looking up, throwing up the ball, and then watching as it goes into the net. So he needs to get that first serve going. The returns, by the way, are measured on the number of first serve returns you get into play, and the second, and then the number of return games you win, and the number of break points that you convert. That is a double fault. Another double fault from Sasha Zverev, the second already in only his second service game. He's only won one of first 6 points that they have played on his serve. That's just pushed, well, that was a good serve to be fair, out wide to the Ruud forehand. He tried to just push it back into court, block it back into the court. Didn't have sufficient momentum to get over the net.
Hayden says the sound of a helicopter tends to be much choppier. Presumably that's why they call them choppers.
Yeah.
Than that of a plane, because you can hear the rotors.
Well, I'm going to have to get my ears tested. I feel... Ace from Zverev, by the way, out wide to the backhand. 209 kilometres an hour, so he follows up his second double fault with his first ace.
Yanni says we're his favourites, by the way.
Oh.
Two favourite broadcasters.
That's nice. I'm sure I heard him saying that earlier about Gigi and Antoine.
Yes, but he knows how needy they are. Not like you and I.
Oh, we're not needy. But can we have a few more emails and tweets like that, please? 40-15, so Zverev poised to get onto the board a little later than he would have liked. Several birds flutter past us in our commentary box. Backhand reply from Rude is down the middle of the court. Now he's onto his double-hander. Both players playing pretty centrally here. Zverev will now wind up a forehand across court. So too does Rude. Back down the middle from Zverev. He's there again, going over his backhand side, up the line from Zverev. The forehand cross court. Zverev very quick to get across his baseline. Tried to club a running forehand down the line, but just missed. And Zverev is on the board.
Vishal says, good evening from India. Today we got our first monsoon rains. Well, hopefully that's a bit of a relief from the extreme heat that you've had there. I enjoyed the Alcaraz match. I think Zverev versus Ruud may go to five sets. Casper Ruud has an edge. I wouldn't be stunned if this match went to five sets.
I'd be quite surprised if it didn't. He's got the edge at the moment. He's got that early break. He's serving at 3-1. He's serving to the forehand. And that return had a short angle to it. What does Ruud do? He comes up with an even better, shorter angle with the forehand across court.
Susanna says, not to be rude, but I'm rooting for Sasha.
Oh, very good.
I think we've done quite well at avoiding rude jokes of both kinds.
We have. I was nearly very rude to you a few moments ago, but I won't make that mistake again. Promise. Oh, gosh. That first serve flew into the middle part of the net and diverted alarmingly into the crowd. Second serve is to the forehand of Zverev, who's almost standing in the crowd. He's so far back for these returns. Both players are. And that forehand exchange ends in an error from the Norwegian. I mentioned that he's attempting to become the seventh man to make it to three consecutive finals in Paris. Big names make up that list. Some of the very, very best in the business, including, of course, Rafael Nadal. Oh, that's another terrific first serve, angling away from the Zverev forehand. He was nowhere near that terrific angle he got on that serve, 186 kilometres an hour. So it was quick and it was precision perfect as well.
Well, and Zverev just seems at a loss at how to return those serves. Casper Ruud will be very, very delighted with the start that he's made here. Zverev very much less so.
Misses with that one, going out wide. Zverev not coming forward at all for the second serve. Watches it. Backhand across court, big forehand from Ruud, even bigger one from Zverev. Now he's onto his double-hander, so too is Casper. They'll exchange backhand to backhand, the slice. Will Zverev come in? No, he hit a big forehand and then retreated, but it forces the error off Ruud's racket as he tried to go back across court.
Better play from Zverev there, just getting the ball nice and deep, pulling Casper Ruud out of court. It's not easy to do that against the Norwegian, because as we've said, he is so quick. He retrieves like a Yorkshire Terrier, doesn't he? Going after a ball.
Yeah. 30 all. It's a good serve right onto the line and he makes full use. It's the old 1-2. Excellent serve, and he came in behind a short return and hammered away a forehand winner. Talking of dogs, a couple of days ago we had lovely Nepia in here, and today we met another beautiful dog who works with the blind commentator just a couple of booths along. Todd. Very sweet.
Todd had had a very long, quite hot day and was having a little snooze.
No wonder when you've got a fur coat on like that on a day like this. Right, forehand down the middle from Ruud. Now he's going to go across court shortish to the forehand side of Zverev, then the off forehand from Ruud, as Zverev running first one way and then the other behind his baseline. Backhand across court. In fact, it's down the middle of the court, hooked back down the middle from Zverev, who winds up a big backhand, a short angle from Ruud, and Zverev goes wide, loses the game, and has a first conversation with his father, Alexander Sr., in the box. Not happy, trailing by 4-1. And just to go through that list of the 6 players who have made it to 3 consecutive finals in Paris. I mean, we know what Rafa's done here, but it's just worth reiterating that he made the final in 2005, 6, 7 and 8. And then he did it 2010, 11, 12, 13 and 14. And then he did it again 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21 and 22. Ridiculous.
I can't believe he missed a couple of years there.
Shocking. What was he doing? Novak did it 3 times in a row between 2014 and 2016. Roger Federer did it 4 times, 2006, 7, 8 and 9. Jim Courier, who I did see here earlier in the week, I presume he's working for American television, he was a 3 times in a row finalist in 91, 92 and 93. Ivan Lendl, 4 times in a row, 84, 85, 86 and 87. And the legend, Bjorn Borg, 78, 79, 80 and 81.
As you said, not bad people to be in the same conversation with. I think we have to give a nod to the consistency at this tournament of both these players. I think to be in 4 consecutive semi-finals, as Alexander Zverev has been, that's also very impressive.
Yeah. All those semis, but he is desperate to become only the 2nd German man in the Open era to reach the final here, after Michael Stich in 1996, who lost to Yevgeny Kafelnikov. Serving at 1-4, he's clipped the top of the tape, as you heard. He'll get another first serve because the ball landed inside the box. I was a bit surprised. I thought, then again, Boris Becker obviously wasn't at his best on a clay court. Came close to making the final on a few occasions. Wow. Ace. Ruud just stood stock still and watched that one fly past him at 205 kilometres an hour.
And of course, if you go back a little bit further, pre the Open era, 1968, of course, you go back to Gottfried von Kramm.
Yes.
Who was a contemporary of Fred Perry.
Yeah. And Chris Bowers.
I knew there was going to be an age gag coming.
So I can be rude about anyone that's not in the room, just not you, Lady E.
Fill your boots.
Okay. 1-4, 15, love. Ruud with a backhand return that drifts wide. Eleanor mentioned the 1 Grand Slam final that Sasha Zverev has reached, and what painful memories he must have of that US Open clash against Dominic Thiem in 2020 when he was 2 sets up, eventually lost in a 5th set tiebreak. Serving now to the backhand. He served for the match as well that day. Both of them did before they went into the tiebreak. Zverev backhand sliced back into play by Ruud. Zverev's come to the net and he's putting away a beautiful angled volley.
And there are 1 or 2 similarities to me between Dominic Thiem and Casper Ruud in their style of play. They're not like for like. But I was thinking ahead of this match, looking back at that US Open final and thinking, actually, Casper Ruud has some similarities, doesn't he? That retrieval, great court coverage. Dominic Thiem, of course, the cornerstone of his game was that incredible one-handed backhand.
High return that Zverev allows to bounce, and then he clubs it away on his forehand side, so he holds to love.
And
Ruud still holds the advantage at 4-2. I apologise, Lady E.
Well, I apologise too.
No. I think it was my fault.
I'm more sorry than you are.
Simply not possible.
I was just going to say that, spot the English people saying sorry to each other at length. I was just going to say that we said goodbye to Dominic Thiem here, of course, at Roland Garros. He lost in qualifying, got a very good send-off on court. And a player whose achievements, I think, were somewhat lessened by injury. Yeah. That wrist injury really ended his career somewhat prematurely.
Definitely.
Certainly robbed him of I think, potentially a title here. You know, the post-Nadal era that we now seem to find ourselves in, if team at full strength and full tilt, would have been a danger here.
Yeah, so sad that essentially soon after that US Open, he had problems with the wrist. That's a beautiful backhand winner down the line from Zverev. So Rude's now 4-2 and 15-all. And he's fought tooth and nail to try and get back into the higher echelons of the game, but has had to admit defeat. It can be such a tough sport. I think of Robin Söderling as well, who famously beat Rafael Nadal here and was at the peak of his powers when he was struck down by illness. Lunged backhand return from Zverev, who's going to now come racing in to try to get to a drop shot with a plus one from Rude, and he can't get anywhere near it. Dan says, hello from Chicago. The entire Roland Garros radio crew is the best. Can you take this show on the road? Says, I'll be going through a withdrawal after the final, as we all will. Dan, you get so involved in events like this for a couple of weeks, and suddenly it's over.
Yes, I mean, it's the most fun work weeks, and I use the word work advisedly for all of us. And you guys, with your tweets and your emails, you are a massive, massive part of that.
Rude to the backhand, and now going down the line with that same wing, and, well, Zverev, with a burst of speed, attempted to flick a low ball on his forehand wing across court. It was rather an ambitious idea.
Lizzie says, I couldn't be happier with the start of this match. Now to decide if I do work or just sit and take in the awesome commentary. I think you know the answer to that, Lizzie.
I think you do. Joanne is cycling through Portugal. It's Rude serves at 40-15, and the return clip at the top of the tape, it lands in. Good short angle from Rude, and again, Zverev lunging on his forehand side, could not control the ball. It's another pretty comfortable hold of serve for the Norwegian, who will sit down feeling pretty pleased with himself after 20... Oh, they've moved the clock. I can't quite see. There's another clock there. 29 minutes have been played. Rude's leading by 5-2, as Joanne says, we've just had a wee thunderstorm in Portugal. Question, do you think it'll make a difference for Rude having a walkover positively or negatively? She is rooting for the Norwegian, and we touched upon that. Just very hard to know when you haven't played for 4 days. Will you have lost a little bit of your mojo? The early evidence suggests that he hasn't.
No, and on the other side of the coin, what advantage could it be for him to come into this semi-final fresh? We've talked about how much tennis Zverev has played, and Rude, on the other hand, he's had days off. The body can recover any little niggles that he might have been carrying. Well, he's been able to work on those. So the scoreline, as Marcus says, would suggest that it's helped him. And that's one of those things we can speculate on, but we'll find out in his post-match press conference, most likely.
By the way, another exclusive list that Rude has joined is alongside Bjorn Borg and Mats Wilander as the only Scandinavians to reach, or this is what he's hoping to do anyway, to reach three or more finals in Paris. That's another little nugget that is hanging there for him to pluck off the tree if he could win today. Borg, 6 finals. Wilander, who of course is a key part of the broadcasting team here, does lots of the on-court interviews as well. 5-time finalist at Roland Garros. I hadn't appreciated he played that many. Here's Zverev serving to stay in the first set at 2-5, and he's got that plus one all wrong. The return, well, it was a decent enough return, but Zverev completely mistimed his forehand.
Yeah, something of a forehand shank there from Alexander Zverev.
He's missing with the first serve. Footsteps of two ball boys who got involved in the retrieval process on that occasion. The second serve is return with an off forehand by Rude. Now he goes inside into the forehand side of Zverev, who nets very unconvincingly once more on that forehand wing.
And the body language is quite flat from Alexander Zverev. Looking just a little bit below par so far in this first set. There is a lot of tennis to be played. We know that he fights. We know that he's not averse to long matches. And you only have to have a glance at his record over five sets to see that this is someone who is a warrior, Alexander Zverev.
Yeah, a warrior, but more of a warrior at the moment. And I wonder if memories of last year's semi-final are just starting to flicker in the back of his mind as Rude goes long on the forehand. That absolute pasting has to be described, that really. Rude winning 3-4 and love. Nobody saw that coming. Year before, he was, well, that was a magnificent match for 3 hours and 13 minutes that Zverev and Nadal played before, and they were still only in a second set tiebreak at the time. Zverev picked up that awful injury. Played Rafa in the first round this year. Beat him in straight sets. Doesn't tell the full story. Nadal had his moments, particularly in the second set. Could easily have split sets there. Second serve to the backhand of Casper Ruud, who is just moving back into a central position now to play a forehand cross court to the forehand of Zverev. A double hander from Ruud. Forehand lofted down the middle of the court from Zverev. Plenty of power from Ruud. Going across court again, flat so to is Zverev. Half volley on the baseline from Ruud. So deep was the ball from Zverev. Now he's driving a backhand to the backhand wing of his opponent. That stayed low. It sliced back into play. Shorter ball for Ruud, and he's played a beautiful drop shot. Can probably hear what Sasha Zverev thought about that as he talks to his father in the player's box. But that was brilliant from Ruud. Waited, came in at just the right moment and sliced the most delicious forehand drop shot winner. And it means that he has two set points. Zverev at 2-5, 15-40, only 34 minutes played. First serve is long and wide, hence two cries. Now that second serve of his can be iffy, particularly under pressure. This, of course, is a set point. Here it comes. That's okay. Backhand return down the middle of the court from Ruud. But then Zverev goes long with his plus one. And for now, at least, we are seeing something rather similar to 12 months ago. It's all Casper Ruud in the early stages, Eleanor Preston. He's taken that first set by 6-2.
Well, right now, contrasting interaction with their respective fathers, both of whom, of course, are ex-players. Alexander Zverev turning, as we heard, and having a prolonged tirade against his father. I think it's more against himself, at his father, if you see what I mean. I think that's just the nature of how Alexander Zverev likes to get his emotion out on court. Casper Ruud, by contrast, just giving his father a little side-eye of approval, as if to say, yep, on the right track, doing the right things here. His dad, Christian Ruud, of course, he was one of Norway's best players until his son came along.
Yeah, he put in the shade by his son, and he's delighted about that. But look at the key stats from that opening set. And, you know, I mentioned that Sasha Zverev is number two on the rankings as far as the serve is concerned. Well, his figures so far would not reflect that. He's only getting 44% of his first serves into play. He's winning 63% of them when he does. Only 40% on his second serve. Six winners, eight unforced errors from the German, and that's in comparison to nine winners and six unforced errors from Casper Ruud, who's getting 71% of his first serves into play. He's winning 82% of points on first serve as well. Drops down to 43% on second, but he's doing just about everything correctly.
Yeah, I think from Alexander Zverev, by his very, very high standards, that's a scrappy first set from him. He missed also ground strokes that were eminently makeable. Looks a little out of sorts.
Well, the beauty of five-set matches is that you have plenty of time to recover from losing the opening set, as Carlos Alcaraz reminded us earlier today. So if you are a Zverev fan, then don't panic at this stage. The man's been involved in long-haul battles for most of the fortnight. It looks like he's going to have another one today. Certainly if he's going to come through, he's driving his backhand to the backhand wing of the Norwegian, changing the angle and hitting a beautiful winner down the line. Ah, Sasha, welcome to the semi-final.
Well, he's knows as well as he fights and as good as his five-set record in is, he doesn't want to test it. He needs to make a good start in this second set, needs to just redress the balance a bit. Start putting Ruud under some kind of pressure.
Love 15, first serve into the net from Ruud, wearing the green outfit, those two orange wristbands that go rather nicely with his shoes as well, that have got a fair tinge of orange in them. So he's very neatly attired in that regard. Forehand cross court from Zverev. Same shot from Ruud, who has to go back there again. Oh, yeah, that was deep. I thought that was going long, but the point continues. And then Ruud goes wide.
He always looks very neat, Casper Ruud, doesn't he?
He does.
He always looks just so. Everything matches. Everything's, as I said, very neat and tidy in the way he goes about things. And that, to some degree, reflects his tennis as well. But this is an untidy game so far, his opening service game of the second set.
Love 30. Now, Zverev actually came up with a really good deep return, but he stopped the point because he said the serve was long, and the umpire agrees with him.
And Ruud not even looking up, not even acknowledging that exchange, just going back to business, back to his service motion.
Second serve kicks up a little bit to the backhand side of the German, who will now play a double hander. Oh, he was going across court. He's made a mess of that. He's put his hands on his hips straight away. At love 30, he really had to push Ruud there, and he let him off the hook.
And a quick look up at the player's box. Look up at Dad. He knows that was a let-off.
Still got a chance to put pressure on the Norwegian serve, though. And don't forget, he did have a break point in Ruud's opening service game. And with the benefit of hindsight, it was a huge moment in Ruud's favour. But now he has gone long on his forehand side. And Zverev has two break points.
Better depth from Zverev there, and the depth just forcing the error from Casper Ruud. A little bit more pep, a little bit more power on the Zverev ground strokes.
Chatrier about two-thirds full at the moment, as Ruud comes up with another of those really good serves that force Zverev out wide on his forehand side. He puts up a high defensive ball and Ruud smashes it away. He's finding a terrific angle when serving to the deuce court, that ball that's swinging away from the right-hander, Eleanor.
Yeah, Zverev's not quite reading it, not quite nailing the return on that side. And again, more resilient serving from Casper Ruud.
Another chance, though, for Zverev. He's got to take one of these break points sooner rather than later to get his belief up. He's got a slightly better chance now because Ruud's put his first serve into the net. Two bounces. Pauses. Tosses the ball up. Serves to the backhand. Zverev drives a really good return deep down the line. Now he's got a mid-court ball. Off forehand, in comes Zverev. It's a high ball. He's backpedaling. He won't have to play it. Ruud's gone wide. And Zverev has broken for the first time tonight in the very first game of the second set.
Well, a small momentum shift. If Zverev consolidates, then it will become a bigger momentum shift. As you say, Court Philippe Chatrier almost full. What's interesting is that the empty seats seem to be to the right of our commentary box, which is the sunny side. About half of that stand is still bathed in sunshine, even though it's coming up on 8:15 in the evening here in Paris. To our left, many more full seats. People still coming in, still finding their way. Remember, we had, well, an epic semi-final prior to this between Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner. And we then had to have a little bit of a changeover. We probably had about a half an hour gap.
And now we've got Zverev serving an ace. Out wide to Ruud, giving him a dose of his own medicine there. 204 kilometres an hour. Radio Roland Garros on a sunny Friday evening in the French capital. I'm Marcus Buckland. Lady Eleanor of Preston is alongside me. And of course, we'll be here all weekend as well for all the finals, all the drama culminating in Alcaraz against either Zverev or Ruud on Sunday afternoon. Backhand return. And he's got that all wrong. And Ruud's just gone off the boil a bit at the start of this second set.
Yes, he has. And I think Zverev's level has risen. I think he has regrouped well from losing that first set. As we said, we know that he's resilient. We know that he will find his way out of trouble in matches. He's got an incredible five-set record here. 10-1. Which is madness, isn't it? Just at Roland Garros, that
is. Wow, that is noteworthy, to say the least. Backhand return down the middle of the court from Ruud, who's drilling a lower ball now to the double-hander of his German opponent. And Zverev then goes down the line. It's sliced back into play by Ruud, who's done pretty well. Well, I say done pretty well to get himself back into the rally. And then he makes another somewhat unexpected error, goes long. Both these men in such good form just coming in to Roland Garros. Sascha Zverev won the Masters title in Rome. Ruud surprised a few people by entering Geneva the week before Roland Garros. And as a general rule, top players don't play the week before. They don't want to be tired before the main event even starts. As he returns on the forehand, long again. It's a really good hold to back up the break. But that decision worked for Ruud because he won the tournament. And the fact that he hasn't played for 4 days now perhaps makes that decision even wiser in hindsight.
Yes, and he's always been a player who likes to play lots and lots and lots and lots of matches, isn't he? We see that from his schedule year on year. He will play and play and play. And some players are like that. Some players like to have, you know, lots of breaks and really manage their schedule very discerningly, and other players will enter as many tournaments as they can and keep playing.
Well, they keep playing here. We're into the third game of this second set. It's backhand to backhand. Zverev takes all the pace off the ball, then plays an off forehand, which slightly surprised Ruud. He's slicing on his backhand. Zverev's winding up for the big off forehand. Then he went inside in. Now he plays a forehand down the middle of the court, driven back across the court by Ruud. Zverev having to really defend for his life here, and eventually he has to concede that one. He was moved around relentlessly by the Norwegian, who finished things off with a flashing forehand winner.
Well, that was a classic Casper Ruud point, wasn't it? Starting off in retrieval mode, moving his opponent side to side, scurrying, always one step ahead, waiting for the opportunity, putting away the forehand cross court. That's what Casper Ruud does.
Love two, 15 love. Ruud having won the first set by 6-2. And he's going out wide to the backhand. The return was right on the line. Ruud had to take it on the half volley. The point continues. Forehand is too good from Zverev. Inside in. Blistering, brutal, mighty effective.
And Zverev had the upper hand in that rally from the moment he nailed that return. And the depth, I think, is the one thing that's improved a lot over the course of the last 10 or 15 minutes or so from Zverev. He's pushing Ruud back. He's not giving him any time.
Now he's returning on the forehand, drop shot with the plus one from Rude as a winner. And it's such a good selection, actually, because I keep making the point that Zverev is returning from so far behind his baseline. That's a trick that's going to work on a regular basis, I would suspect.
Yes, absolutely. Zverev miles, miles back, and he was nowhere near that. He'd have needed to catch a taxi.
Love to, 30-15. That first serve, well, must have been right on the line. Really good plus one from Rude. Took Zverev out wide with the serve, which I thought was going to be called long, and Zverev had a little look at the line, but isn't going to make any deal out of it. But he was pushed one way, and that gave Rude all the time in the world to hammer away his plus one for a winner and get to 40-15. Up goes the ball. There goes the call of out. Long, that first serve. Turns around, gets another ball off the ball boy. And he's ready again for the second serve, which is driven deep by Zverev. Terrific depth on that return. Then a much less powerful forehand from Zverev, who's just changing the pace a little bit. Oh, and then touch of good fortune for Rude as he clipped the top of the tape. Took all the pace off the ball. Zverev raced in. And actually just waiting to see. Did he actually made that, Zverev. He had to race in when the ball lost all its momentum by clipping the tape. He showed a great turn of speed and drove a backhand cross court. Very nearly fell over in the process, which, that might have evoked memories of a couple of years ago, but just able to keep his footing, thank goodness. So 40-30. It's a good serve. Forehand return down the middle of the court, and then Rude maybe just snatching at his forehand a little bit and netting, and it's juice.
A little bit tight on the forehand side from Casper Rude there.
Hello,
unlike Rude to mess up a shot like that. That's one of his bread and butter shots.
Yeah, and it's a complete contrast from the first set where he barely put a foot wrong, but not going his way so far. Under pressure on serve again, the backhand return from Zverev. It's another drop shot with the plus one, and again it works for Rude, and Zverev is going to have to be aware of that and maybe just think about changing his return position at times, or at least gambling occasionally and coming straight in after making the return.
I think coming in, if he's hitting a good deep return, coming in is a good ploy. But that is his customary return position, probably only rivaled by Daniil Medvedev for how far back he tends to stand on return of serve.
Well, he's gone backhand across court with that return, going to the backhand again. Now down the line from Zverev, that's beautiful. And even Casper Ruud applauds that winner.
Well, it was a clever change of direction, wasn't it, from Zverev? Beautifully struck. We said that backhand could be a weapon. Zverev now just starting to gain a real foothold in this second set.
Well, how he'd love a second break here. It's juice, and the first serve's gone into the net. I was going to say hello to Emily, who's listening from Pennsylvania. She's just put her kids down for a nap. Second serve is to the backhand, midcourt ball, and then a backhand down the line again from Zverev. He's hitting that beautifully. Now the forehand is coming in. Can he be passed? Oh, he's dug out a wonderful volley. What a touch from Sasha Zverev. He's got the power, but he can be very subtle when required as well.
And also got incredibly...
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Low. A 6'6" man. He moves very well. He got so low to the ball there. And that was the trick. Just carved the ball out, up and over. And even Ruud, as fast as he is, wasn't going to make that one.
So here is the chance for the double break. Zverev serves to the forehand, mid-court return. Now Zverev cross-court on his forehand. Ruud goes back across court again. Flatter ball from Zverev, who's looking to come in. He is coming in and he's going to... Oh, well, I cannot believe that. He has missed a regulation forehand volley. He had all the time in the world just to guide that into the open court. He made an absolute mess of it, and I wonder... Well, that would have given him a double break. Is that going to be a significant moment in the second set?
We shall see. It'll certainly be a knock to his confidence. It might knock him off his stride in his second set, because it's what, in football parlance or soccer parlance, you'd call a sitter, an open goal. Yeah. And he missed it.
Oh, that was strange. Ruud's not going to miss this one, though. He took Zverev out wide with the first serve and then raced it, and... I mean, it was a slightly awkward sort of saucepan volley, but he hammered that one away. Conditions probably perfect now for everybody, except those who are still sitting in the sun, which is hot, but the court's in shade. Perfect evening to play and watch tennis. Return from Zverev is down the middle. Oh, big backhand up the line. In comes Kasparudi slicing on the backhand. The pass is cut out then by the Norwegian. Oh, he was fleet of foot in that particular point, looking to come in, judged it perfectly, fired away the volley, and Zverev will sit down, still a break up, but I'm sure reflecting on that missed volley that would have given him the double break, Eleanor.
I think so, because he knows that Kasparudi is a player you really have to put away if you're going to beat him, if you're going to get the edge on him. And that forehand volley, well, as we said, it was very, very makeable, and that really undersells it. When I tell you that Marcus or I would have made it.
Yeah, I think we
that,
would.
That really gives you the picture. But he hit it well wide, just a rush of blood to the head from Zverev as he came in. And that can happen in those big moments against big players on big courts, on big occasions. Just a little over-eagerness from the German. But still a break-up. You would say on a clay court, the breaks of serve are not necessarily as decisive in sets as they might be, for example, on grass or a fast hard court, the US Open, for example. So Zverev still having work to do here.
Just going back to Emily's email. She's put the kids down for a nap. And she says, I'm sure I missed this earlier, but... Any good stories from the team dinner? Did Chris eat the mouldy bread? Well, yes, he did. And I'm feeling a bit guilty again, because I saw Chris this morning and he told us he had a bad upset stomach overnight. Feeling a bit peaky. I did ask him what else he ate aside from the mouldy bread. He said some salmon. I like to think that's more likely. Ace from Zverev. That's more likely to have affected him, but he was looking very peaky, wasn't he?
He was almost as peaky as you were looking.
Well, Sophie Amiak is to blame, because we'd been very sensible, had a lovely dinner, we'd all been drinking responsibly, and then she ordered a particularly nice bottle of red wine, and it would have been rude not to help her finish that off. Inside in forehand from Zverev, on the stretch from Ruud, the forehand cross-court is a winner from Zverev.
Well, it would have been Ruud. Yeah, we had a great time. It's always a lovely get-together. With the night matches here, we don't get many opportunities to socialise, which is fine. We love and relish the privilege of being here for occasions like this, but it was nice to get together. And yes, we did talk about you.
Daddy Love missed first serve. So I apologise to Chris if the mouldy bread, which was beautifully served up by the waitress who pretended it was a very special type of bread that the restaurant comes up with. He didn't fall for that, but he did have a bite. Deep return from Ruud, who's now going cross-court on the backhand side, driven back by Zverev. The slice from Ruud, forehand down the line from Zverev, who now goes to the backhand again. Backhand to backhand with plenty of power. Then the slice, the drop shot from Rude. Zverev got to that, and he gets to the next one as well. Raced across on his forehand side to far away the volley.
Well, he didn't miss that one, did he? No chance. He was right on top of the net, the German. He'd been drawn.